And with us now on Coach's Corner this morning, the head coach of the Spring Grove Lions, it's Cody Moore. Coach, how's it going today?
Doing well, Luke. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Coach. A big win over the South Rebels last night for you guys. On the road, you take the long drive over to Adams, 33-14, the final score. The Lions now 5-0 on the season, Coach. Overall, your thoughts on that game against Southland?
Well, it was kind of a tale of two different sides of the ball and how I felt we did. Well, number one, you know, I should say tip of the cap to Southland. I think they're a much better team than their record indicates. So I know JJ, the new head coach over there, he's doing a good job with those kids. They really came out fired up and ready to play. We did score on the opening drive. Jackson Sternmone caught a touchdown. It was about a 35-yard touchdown pass in the back of the end zone there. And so we started out really well offensively. Defensively, all night long, we were really lights out. I was real impressed. That side of the ball the last 2 weeks for sure has kind of been the side of the ball that's really stuck out as a strong suit right now. Coach Eric Elton is just doing a great job having those guys ready, and we're just really aggressive, flying around, controlling the trenches, you know, and anytime you're able to do that, it frees up linebackers. And Eli Solem and Jacob Olerud and Ethan Crouch, they're doing a great job at backer, making plays for us. And then last night, Southland, you know, they threw the ball around quite a bit, so it was a good test for our defensive backs and good work there to kind of see how our guys would respond to that. And so overall, real pleased with the defense. Offensively, I just thought we were a little sloppy at times, especially we had a couple turnovers in the red zone, which is always disappointing. You're going in to score, you get down there, you do all the work to get down there, and then we had a fumble, we had an interception, and then also we just had too many penalties, I felt like, throughout the night on offense in terms of a lot of holding penalties. And you know, Luke, anytime you have that kind of stuff happen and you get backed up, it's really tough to make that drive work when you put yourself in such a hole. So we just really have quite a bit to clean up offensively in terms of making sure that we take care of the football, eliminate penalties. And if we do that, then we're solid. We did end up with over 500 yards of offense. So we moved the ball well enough, just at times really shot ourselves in the foot. So those are things we'll have to clean up. Offensively, Eli Solem did throw three touchdowns, one to Jackson Strinmone, one to Tyson Grindy, and one to Ethan Crouch. And then he also ran two down around the goal line. He was able to punch a couple in. So there was good things there as well, but definitely it'll be a good film session on Monday, and we'll get those things cleaned up. And I know I definitely need to do a better job of making sure we're locked in and ready to go on that side of the ball here.
You mentioned the defense, Coach. They've been playing well all season. You allow just 18.8 points per game defensively, which has been very impressive against some tough competition that can move the football very well. Defensively, throughout the entire season, they've been playing very well. What's been working well for you guys on that side of the ball?
Well, like any team, it all comes down to controlling the trenches. And I just feel like our D-line has done a great job of being physical and just really winning that battle in there. Noah Blackburn, Ethan Crouch, Brandon Yonke, Emmett Engeldinger, all those guys, when they're rotated in up front, they've just done a really nice job. Logan Brum as well, of controlling that line of scrimmage. And like I said, you know, that just frees up our backers and allows them to make plays. And we've just have played so fast and physical, and I love that part right now. And hopefully we can continue that trend. We know, you know, we're going to see some physical teams here going forward. So hopefully our defense can continue to step up like they have and keep setting the tone for us. And, you know, like you said, Luke, I've just been really pleased with that side of the ball.
Cody Moore with us, the head coach of the Spring Grove Lions, coming off that win over Southland last night, 33-14 on the road. Spring Grove now 5-0 on the season. Coach, you get Leroy Ostrander next week at home, homecoming. It's a Saturday game, 5 o'clock kickoff. What do you expect to see from the Cardinals?
Yeah, it should be a really fun matchup. You know, Leroy, the defending state champion, and regardless of what has happened up until now in terms of their record and everything, they're the defending state champ until, you know, if they would get knocked off at the end of the year. So we know that we have to be ready to go. They're a well-coached team. You know, I know they're battling some injuries right now, but but they have plenty of good athletes. And I know, like, their quarterback, he looks like he can run around a little bit and he can throw it. You know, they always have had a strong passing game here the last few years, and I think that's the case again. So we definitely have to have a good week of preparation. It'll be nice, actually. You know, it's a little bit different schedule when you play on a Saturday, but we just did that last week when we went out to Grand Meadows, so we should be kind of used to that schedule. And it'll be nice to have the extra day of rest. We just had a few guys get a little bit nicked up and banged up last night, so it'll be good to have that extra day of rest and extra day of preparation to get ready for the Cardinals there on Saturday night for homecoming.
Cody Moore with us, the head coach of the Spring Grove Lions. Again, they knocked off Southland last night, 33-14. Take on Leroy Ostrander next Saturday, a kickoff at 5 o'clock in Spring Grove. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
Thanks a lot, Luke. I appreciate it.
We got more Coach's Corner on the way next this morning right here on 103.1 KFIL.